I'm Jeff Booth, and this is Faith Friday here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. We're talking today about the problem with church and state. And here's the problem. They don't go together. They don't play well together at all. Whenever you try to combine church and state, one or the other is diminished. And it's especially a problem here in the United States, because we have more different religions than probably any other country. And the reason we have that is because we have freedom of religion and we have separation of church and state. And a lot of people who are talking about religious freedom now, but they don't mean it in the way a lot of us think they mean it. They're not talking about religious freedom for anybody other than themselves, and they're really talking about the right to impose their view of their religion on other people. And that's what they mean when they talk about religious freedom. Now, the only way that a government can get involved in that is by picking certain religions, because you cannot protect them all, because you've got a lot of different religions that have different ideas of what other people should be forced to do in the name of their religion, and they're contradictory. So you can't support them all. You got to pick winners and losers. And right now, our government is heading towards theocracy, and it's made its choice of the religion that wins, the evangelicals. They are the ones that Donald Trump has chosen as his go-to religion. He had an advisory board of evangelicals. They didn't have an advisory board of rabbis or Mormons or other religions. No, it's evangelicals that he listens to. They are kind of the official religion right now of the United States, and we see it throughout government policy. And they're not just choosing evangelicals. They're choosing specific groups of evangelicals. Ones that have been labeled hate groups by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Now, frankly, right now we have a profoundly racist, homophobic, misogynist government, top to bottom. The leaders in the House, the Senate, and virtually everyone in the Trump administration. Now, we've talked in depth about the depth of homophobia and misogyny in our government. It's profound and astonishing that we could ever get to this point. And our government is pairing up with like-minded religious organizations. We'll give you some examples. Mitch McConnell announced this past week that he was appointing Family Research Council President Tony Perkins to the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom. He will be on the commission for 2 years. The Family Research Council has been called a hate group. And all you have to do is do a little bit of research on the kinds of things that Tony Perkins says, and you know immediately, yes, this is a hate group. It barely is recognizable as a Christian organization. And it has declared itself a church, even though it's not, so that it can hide their donors and to be more secretive. And Tony Perkins will continue to be the president of this hate group while serving on the Commission on International Religious Freedom. Now, he only cares about one kind of religious freedom, and that's for evangelicals. He doesn't care about religious freedom in general at all. He is strongly anti-Muslim. He said that what most people either don't realize or willfully ignore is that only 16% of Islam is a religion. The rest is a combination of military, judicial, economic, and political system. Christianity, by comparison, isn't a judicial or economic code, but a faith. Well, his brand of Christianity is something he certainly wants to impose on Muslims and anyone else who doesn't believe as he does. And he hates gay people. He says, "To me, it is the height of hatred to be silent when we know there are individuals that are engaged in activity, behavior, and an agenda that will destroy them and our nation." That's what he said about gay people. And he said, "While activists like to claim that pedophilia is a completely distinct orientation from homosexuality, evidence shows a disproportionate overlap between the two. It is a homosexual problem." That, of course, is a complete and total lie. But then, he fits in well, because he is a consistent liar, and kind of that works in the Trump administration and with people like McConnell. Tony Perkins is one of the last people that you would want on a commission whose job it is to review religious violations, because he sees religious freedom violations as anything that allows people to live contrary to his personal religious beliefs. And that's just bullshit. But that's where we're at across the government. I don't believe that Donald Trump is a Christian, personally. I think he could care less about Christianity. But he can use it. And if he has to turn us into a theocracy to continue having their unquestioning support, I'm sure he's fine with that. As long as they're, you know, worshiping him first and foremost. And then there's Trump's new Faith and Opportunity Initiative. And their goal is to strike religious liberty protections for Americans who get government-subsidized social services. So again, if you're not an evangelical, this organization is going to target you. It eliminates the alternative provider requirements and strikes the requirement that beneficiaries receive written notice of protections for their religious liberty. How does that protect religious liberty? Their only real concern, it seems to be, to protect the religious liberty of anti-abortion religious groups who will continue to be able to receive federal funding and continue to not refer beneficiaries to providers that offer abortions or to give them information on contraception. It's all part of converting our country back to a pre-1950 mentality when it comes to women's rights and access to reproductive health care. Now, after you've wrapped your mind around an initiative whose purpose is to strip people's religious protections if their faith happens to disagree with the official government faith, and do this in the name of religious liberty protections, once you've wrapped your mind around that, and understand that that's the new policy of our government, then a lot of the other things make sense. But things are a lot worse than just this intermingling of church and state, or a specific church. There's also the intermingling of Trump personally profiting from this. So the anti-abortion religious group, Susan B. Anthony List, a group that I find to be disingenuous and dishonest, but they get Donald Trump as their keynote fundraiser, but only after they agreed to have their event at the Trump International Hotel in Washington, D.C. And what we're seeing is the intermingling of money now and religion and our government. And despite not having the support of the majority of the people in this country of faith, our government has decided that the official religious position of the United States is that abortion is wrong in all circumstances. And we will talk more on Wednesday, when we do our big picture, about the horrors of just what they're doing to deny women access to contraception and to deny them access to even information about abortion. We're talking about applying the global gag rule to the United States, which has never been done before. We'll talk more on Wednesday, but it's really horrifying and a direct assault against women and women's rights. And in another intermingling of money, we're allowing CPCs, crisis pregnancy centers, to get government funding, even though they're religious organizations that cheat and lie, don't offer the services that they claim they will do, and provide misinformation to the people who show up thinking they're going to an actual clinic. Their main strategy is to trick desperate young women to come in thinking they're going into a real clinic and then lying to them and trying to talk them out of an abortion. And we're stripping away the rights of women to access legal and safe abortion clinics and forcing them into CPCs, which are religious organizations that don't provide abortions or contraceptive services or much in the way of anything that would deal with the problem of unwanted pregnancies. CPCs are a direct assault on women, and they're being paid for with government dollars. And the people behind CPCs, because they're not actual medical clinics, they're getting rich at taxpayers' expense, and their primary objective is to force their religious beliefs on women. And this is the policy throughout our government. The Office of Refugee Settlement is requiring shelters to provide a misleading anti-abortion brochure, I believe developed by CPCs, that lies about the negative effects of abortion. It tells women how dangerous they are when that is just the opposite. And for refugees, pregnant minors are forced to seek counseling from crisis pregnancy centers instead of getting actual health care. When you combine church and state and don't keep them separate, one of them suffers. Right now, it's our democracy, as we allow an evangelical theocracy to take control of women's lives in the name of our government.